Later on, you know, people do engage in sin, people do falter, people do that which is wrong. That itself is a crisis. And sometimes people go very far in turning against Allah, in doing things that are unacceptable. Sometimes people believe and then they disbelieve. And then they come back to belief, and then they go back to disbelief, and so on. And sometimes life is full of difficulty and hardship, such that some people lose faith through the hardship, while others find their faith because of similar hardships. It's amazing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about the punishment of the hereafter, and He speaks about how dangerous and how painful it is, He then says,
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
Verse number 79 or 89 actually of Surah Al Imran, when Allah says, except those who return to Allah in seeking forgiveness and they do good after that, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful, most forgiving all the time. That is amazing. To think of the forgiveness of Allah after you've done the most absurd things, and to imagine that Allah will forgive you at the blink of an eye and even quicker, is something so comforting to the soul. Don't let shaitan make you think otherwise. This I will be repeating throughout the entire series, because many of us need hope in the mercy of Allah. He is the most merciful, the most kind, the most forgiving, the most compassionate, etc.